Again, I think the parking spaces for the customers and the employees needs to be sufficient, on-site sufficient, to support the business at hand. You know, Pat's certainly needs a lot more parking area than.
And they would exceed the minimum.
But if you put in there that they have to have enough available room to support their operation, then they probably don't exceed the minimum, they meet the minimum.
Then why not?
So with the facility now, we've included the little T hangar out here, that's a permanent facility, you know, depending on what work he performs in there. So far, he could have a business there. There's no place for anybody to park.
Is that a problem? I mean, if they park.
We have public parking.
Yeah, walk over, do we care if they provide public parking?
That's my question.
Or just say appropriate to the size of the number of customers and employees that are required.
How about customer parking must be available?
I was gonna say, because Garrett doesn't want to have people coming through that's getting fabric done on their aircraft. And Gary has to open up and walk somebody around, or this is where you go, or this is.
Don't drag me into this. I'm a dog.
If they have no parking spot, they're going to come to you and say, hey, how do I get there?
Right.
Here's one that says, provider make adequate arrangements for auto parking for its employees and customers. There's another one similar to that.
Okay, so what was the, I heard a couple of them here. And
I don't know that we have a conclusion.
Customer parking must be available.
Rick, what was that?
Provide or make adequate arrangements for auto parking for its employees and customers.
Is that at Eastern Standard?
Okay, customer parking must be available.
Yes.
Must be available. Okay. How about employees?
And employees. It has to be available for
customer and employees.
Oh, yeah, that's what it said. Employees and customers.
That language has certainly been acceptable to everybody.
I mean, that takes care of PATS with their employees. You know, they have to have available parking.
As far as ramp space, your next 4.2.5, you know, you may have an operation here that doesn't actually need ramp space.
As far as numbers.
This is aircraft maintenance.
Somebody made a comment, how do I know where to get in there? If I had my airplane out there and I wanted to bring the car, I'm pretty sure I'd know how to get back there. So I wouldn't.
But Rick, what I'm
talking about, we're talking about something small here. We're not talking about Philadelphia Airport here. We're talking about one little hangar, one little mechanic. I don't see the big deal here. I'm missing something here.
Rick, you were talking about, I think you're responding to my question about ramp space.
Yeah, because we're talking about aircraft maintenance.
Really should be a business decision. You know, if it's a one-man operation, he can make an appointment for somebody to bring their airplane, he can pull it in, put it in his hangar, and he can work on it until they're ready to pick it up, and then he can make an arrangement with another customer to come bring an airplane. He doesn't need ramp space.
Right.
This could be somebody operating like the Sussex Aero. You may need to, for a business decision, rent one or two tie-down spots, you know, lease for their customers to use. So I think leave that as a business decision. Why should we require them to have ramp space? Let that be a business decision when they have a ramp space.
I agree.
You know, when Jamie was operating his operation over at St. Mary's, for instance, that's what he did. He made an appointment. He had no ramp space. He had no tie downs that he leased, whatever. He made an appointment customer by customer. When he finished one airplane and that airplane left, the next customer brought the airplane and went in the hangar. So why should we require them to lease or have available ramp space?
Right. I agree.
You know, you can run a maintenance operation without having ramp space.
All right, we'll cross that one out. About bathrooms and waiting areas, telephones is probably a carryover from another era because everybody's got cell phones now. But
yeah, I think we can scratch telephones. But you need to have restrooms, I think, for customers. You don't want somebody running around the corner of the hangar taking a leak.
Why not?
We're back in the little T hangar here. You know, Bob's aircraft mechanic.
If he wants to add a bathroom.
Why can't people use the terminal building and say